Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us tonight. Our lines will be open, so you can call 619-639-4733 with your comments, questions, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 619-639-4733. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or GITM, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, home or house church usually have 20 people or less. Small churches are up to 100 adults, and parachurch ministries could be Bible studies, prayer groups, men or women's ministries that are not churches in and of themselves, but walk alongside the church. We're featuring one home, small, or parachurch ministry each month by interviewing them. We hope that as you hear them tell their personal testimonies, share their history, their current activities, their future vision, and preach the word of God, the Lord will confirm what He has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Yes. Y'all tell the people that, no?
Well, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone, hallelujah, from Get 'Em Radio to your family, hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we bless you, we thank you, we honor you, and we adore you. Hallelujah. You are the Holy One, the awesome One, the true and living One. There is none above you. There is none beside you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we are inside you. Bless your holy name. We love you so much. Thank you, Father, for being with us tonight. Your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you, Father God, for just being in the midst tonight. And we don't take it for granted that you keep showing up every time we get together. And you're just awesome. You're all together lovely. And we give you praise. Have your way tonight, Lord. move by your spirit. Do as only you can do. And Lord, we ask you to touch every family right now in the name of Jesus. Those who are listening now, those who will be listening in the future, go into their households, and whatever's wrong, we ask you to make it right. And whatever's right, we thank you, Lord, for taking it, setting it apart for your use and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Well, welcome, everyone, again. Hallelujah. I am your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. So good to see you all on the line with us tonight. Hallelujah. We wanted to get together tonight. You know, we could have taken the night off because it is Thanksgiving. And we had such a wonderful day. And I just, you know, felt by the Spirit of the Lord to just come on tonight and just be thankful. Thankful. I am so thankful, and I know that you are too, you know, with what God is doing. Glory to God. There's so much to be thankful for in so many different ways. So I just wanted to start off by saying what we did today for Thanksgiving. It was a wonderful day. My family celebrates Thanksgiving. I mean, we've always had a big celebration for Thanksgiving as far as I can remember. And the reason why is because my grandparents were married on Thanksgiving. And so for many years, it was a double celebration. It was a Thanksgiving Day celebration, and it was a celebration of their wedding anniversary. Well, they've gone home to be with the Lord, and we're still celebrating. Hallelujah. And so we got together today, and different family members bring different things to eat. We have some traditions that may be like others, and then we have a few little traditions that we do that maybe other people don't do. And then everybody brings certain things. So Pastor Mom, her thing is to bring the a turkey, because there's several turkeys that are brought that day. So she brings, you know, a turkey, some dressing or stuffing, and we call it dressing, and collard greens, mustard greens, slick leaf mustards. I never heard of that, except that those are my mother's favorite greens. I should have her talking about this. And what else did she bring? Oh, gravy and cornbread. I think I told one of my friends that this is what Pastor Mom brings. And she said, well, does anybody else bring anything? Because that right there is just about enough. But no, other people bring things too. And so we usually have a brisket that day, ham. I think sometimes someone may bring a smoked ham as well. I didn't see that this time. But, I mean, the table was spread, and it was just beautiful. Lots of desserts. Trying to think of the desserts. A red velvet cake, a chocolate cake. There were several pies. I know that there was a sweet potato pie there. And it looked like there were a couple other pies, but my attention was on the cake. So I have a niece who makes all of these wonderful cakes, and she made a lemon cake, strawberry cake. She didn't make the chocolate cake, but someone else made a chocolate cake, one of my cousins. And then there was what? Of course, the banana pudding. And I might have left something out, but lots of cakes and pies and sweet things, and one of my cousins made something that it looked like little turkeys, and it was a chocolate Oreo with some kind of chocolate on top, and then candy corn to make the feathers. It was really cute. I wish I had taken a picture of it. So all of the children were, you know, of course, very excited over that. And so we just had a wonderful time together. We pray. You know, sometimes there's a little drama, but there was no drama this year as far as I knew. So it was just a beautiful time of coming together. And I think one of the most interesting things this year was that we had more new children in the family in 2019 than I can recall in a long time. So our family also had two sets of twins, and that's a little unusual for us. I remember one set of twins in the family who are my father's side, and unless I'm mistaken, I know Pastor Price, you're on the line. Maybe you can say something about that later. But I cannot recall twins in our family for a long time. And the twins that are in the family, they are in their 50s. And one of them has gone home to be with the Lord. So it's been a while since we've had twins. And then this year, there were two sets of twins born within months of each other. So that was very interesting, and both sets of twins were there today. And then there were other babies that were born, single birth babies that were born. So we had a house full of babies. And then the small children. And I just looked at the ones that are who I remember were little ones running around the house. And one of my cousins that I haven't seen him in so long, he was one of the little ones running around the house at one point, and now he's taller than me and has a beard. I didn't know who he was. And he said, "I'm Chris." And I'm like, "Oh, my God." So it's just wonderful, you know, to gather together and to see families you haven't seen in a while. So we just had a wonderful time of eating and just conversing today. And so I'm just so thankful for that. I was very thankful, to see Pastor Mom there tonight at the age of 87 years young. And she did the family prayer today. And so that was beautiful. We captured that on Facebook Live today. So just really enjoyed ourselves. So I don't think we're going to be on very long tonight. But what I want to do is I want to talk about, of course, being thankful tonight. And I want to start off by just giving a word that the Lord just highlighted to me not too long ago, and we're entitling that Three Ways of Giving Thanks to the Lord. Very interesting when the Lord gives you a word, because if you haven't been through it, then it looks like you'll go through it. And even if you have gone through it before, once you speak it, you'll probably go through it again, because he's trying to help us to go through things, by his word. So I want to talk about three ways of giving thanks to the Lord. Number one is giving him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Leviticus 22 and 29 says, "And when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will." Even before I go any further, Lord God, thank you for this message tonight. Hallelujah. I know in your hands, little is much, and we praise your name for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. Even these three ways of giving thanks, let us live them by your Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we just live a life of thanksgiving to you, totally recognizing that you're worthy. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so that first scripture, Leviticus 22 and 29, "And when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will." A sacrifice of thanksgiving. Now, there's a couple of ways you can look at that, probably more than a couple of ways. But when you look at the tabernacle, and also in Psalm 100, when it says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise." So in the tabernacle, when people would come in to worship the Lord, they would bring a sacrifice. And the sacrifice was an actual animal that they would bring, and the animal would be slaughtered and sacrificed. And that's how they would enter into the tabernacle, in the gate, with a sacrifice, and a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord. So they weren't just saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. They were bringing a sacrifice with them. They were bringing something tangible to be sacrificed, an animal to be sacrificed. And it says, "You will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord." And then here's this little part at the end that says, "Offer it at your own will." Hallelujah. That's big. Offer it at your own will. And our will is when we make a decision to do something. We decide we're going to do it or we're not going to do it. Offer it at your own will. Don't be intimidated into offering a sacrifice of thanksgiving. But you do this out of your own will, out of your own heart, to decide, I want to give God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And in these times, in these modern times, we're not giving an animal to be sacrificed and entering into the gate with a sacrifice, an animal sacrifice. But when we thank God, and especially in times where it doesn't look like there's anything to be thankful about. Now, there's always something to be thankful about. And that's why I say when it looks like and it seems like there's nothing to be thankful about, we give him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. When we begin to thank God, it's an act of our will rather than because our situation or circumstances have changed. We're giving him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And that's been kind of tried and tested the last several days because, I know that there's always something to be thankful about. But when things are going on and some things have been going on these past several days, and I'm thankful for what God is doing, and at the same time, it's added more things for me to do. And I was in need of some rest. And still, you know, even when we're in need of rest, it's still important to thank God for the wonderful things that's going on. You know, thank God that He's God, that He is God in the midst of every situation, even though the situation may seem tougher and take more time, and the body needs more rest and is not able to get it for a while, still, He's still worthy to be thanked. Hallelujah. And, you know, when the body is in need of rest, that's so important to give a sacrifice of thanksgiving, even in the midst of feeling like you can't take another step or do another thing. He's worthy of a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. So, and I want to say to you, as you're listening to this, when I open up the line, if you think of a sacrifice of thanksgiving, a situation where you were going through something and you gave the Lord a sacrifice of thanksgiving, share that with us. If we're going to give you an opportunity to speak. Okay, now with this sacrifice of thanksgiving, I have a declaration or a prayer that you could possibly say it, or you could say, and it is, Lord, there is a situation going on. Then you stop and name that situation. I can't do anything about it. I wish it was different, but as a sacrifice of thanksgiving, I choose to thank you because it could have been a lot worse than it is now. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's an example of how we can give Him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. So number two is magnify Him with thanksgiving. In Psalm 69, verse 30, it says, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Now, I love to sing, and the Lord has just sometimes He'll just put songs on my heart, and it's just awesome that when I begin to praise His name, when I begin to just lift up a song, you know, for Him, and sometimes I can sing with, you know, someone who recorded the song, and that helps, but sometimes I just have to raise up a praise and a thanksgiving to just me and Him. And many times, a song will just rise up in my spirit. And then when I sing it, it's such a lifting that happens and such a focus on the Lord when I'm singing. When I'm singing to Him and praising His name. And then the scripture, Psalm 69:30 says, and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Now, magnify means to make great or to enlarge. When you think about a magnifying glass, it bends a light ray to make things look bigger than they are. You know, many optical devices use the same basic idea of bending light to fool your eyes and brain so light looks like it came from a different, usually larger, a closer object. Well, when we thank God, we're saying, God, you are greater than, you are larger than any circumstance
a situation. So when we look at God and focus on Him, you know, God is big. He's been big. He is big. And He's always going to be big. The whole point is that when we magnify Him, we see His bigness. We see His greatness. We see that He is larger, that He is greater, that He is more awesome than any situation or any circumstance. Hallelujah. And I'll go back again to my in need of rest. That was a circumstance, a situation I was going through. And to begin to just worship and, you know, praise His holy name and to thank Him in the midst of that caused Him to be bigger in my eyes than the circumstance. And it's like when we magnify Him with thanksgiving, it's like the circumstance and the situation has to bow down. It has to bow down. And also, have you ever seen a picture where the picture is, there's part of the picture that's in focus and it seems to stand out. And then in the background, it's like it's very dull and you can hardly see what's going on in the background because what's in the foreground is the focus, you know. And so when we magnify the Lord, we bring Him into the foreground and the situation and the circumstance goes into the background. Hallelujah. As we give Him, as we magnify Him with thanksgiving. Now here's a declaration. And also, once again, with all three of these, I want you to even begin to think of, you know, if you're thankful to God, how you magnify the Lord with thanksgiving. You may think of a situation where you were magnifying the Lord with thanksgiving. And I have a declaration also that can be said with this. You can add this to when you magnify the Lord as you live. Here's a declaration. Lord, I want to magnify you with thanksgiving. You are bigger than, and then you name the situation and the circumstance. So I thank you and praise you, Lord. You are awesome. Hallelujah. You are awesome, Lord. Glory to your name. Amen and amen. And the third one we have today is give thanksgiving as an act of faith. Hallelujah. Give thanksgiving as an act of faith. Now, Luke 11, verses 9 and 10 says, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Hallelujah. So this is saying, the Lord is saying, if you ask, you're going to get it. It's a done deal. If you just seek, you're going to find it. Done. It's a done deal. You got it. If you knock, it shall be open. Hallelujah. Done deal. Knock, open. Hallelujah. And now, in the natural, when we thank someone, we usually do it after something has been done for us. So if you have the gift in your hand, you know, and it's right in front of you, then it's like, oh, thank you. And then he sends thank you cards and notes and gifts. And we thank God before we see whatever we're thanking him for, that's an act of faith. We haven't seen it yet. But we're thanking God that it's a done deal. We ask, it's a done deal. We seek, it's a done deal. We knock, it's a done deal. Because it's given to us, we find it, and the door is open. Hallelujah. Amen. And when we thank him in advance, we're saying, Lord, thank you for taking care of all my needs. Thank you, Lord. I haven't seen it yet. I can't even figure out how you're going to do this. But I thank you in advance for doing it because I trust you. And if you've heard, if you've been on this broadcast for any length of time, you know that Pastor Mom's favorite scripture is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So we're trusting in the Lord with all our heart, believing that he's going to direct our path into whatever way so that we can, because we ask so that we can receive it. We're seeking so we can find it, and we knock, we can walk through that open door. Hallelujah. So we thank God in advance. And here's a declaration that can go with that. Lord, there's some things that I want, things that I don't have yet. So, Lord, before I see what I ask you for, before I can figure out how I'm going to get it, I want to thank you, Lord, in advance for it. Hallelujah. And if you are a man or woman of God, which I believe you wouldn't be listening to this if you weren't, I'm sure you have done all three of these. Hallelujah. You've had given a sacrifice of thanksgiving. You've magnified him with thanksgiving. And you've given thanksgiving as an act of faith. So, Lord, we just thank you right now for these three ways. There's other ways, but these three ways of giving thanks to the Lord. And we bless you, Lord God, for an opportunity to just learn more and more how to thank you, how to just yield ourselves to you, Lord, and thank you. And we give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to begin to open the lines for those of you who just joined us. This is Apostle Barbara Kidney, your host. And we're on tonight, and we wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Pray that all went well with you today. And so I was sharing about three ways of giving thanks. Number one, a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Number two, magnify him with thanksgiving. And number three, giving thanksgiving as an act of faith. And now I'm going to open a line, and so you can share with us what you're thankful for. You can talk about any of these three or all of the three as the Lord leads you to, and that would be awesome. We're not planning on being here long tonight. We're just coming on and focusing on thanking the Lord. So we're going to open the line for Pastor Mom first, as always. Anyone else, if you wanted to say anything, we have someone who's in the queue now. So press your number one key and get in the queue. And we'll be with you in just a moment. Opening the line for Pastor Mom now.
I just thank the Lord for the happy Thanksgiving that we had today. And I say, still thank the Lord. and everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
I hear you very well. I was waiting on you to say that you were thankful to the Lord that you got to see those babies today.
Yes, I got to see my twin babies. And they're so pretty.
And for those who don't know the twin babies are her great-great-grandchildren. Hallelujah. Amen. It's something to be a great grandmother, to be a grandmother, but to be a great great grandmother, that's really awesome. And she had been wanting to see those great great grandbabies again and got to see them today. Anything else you want to say, Pastor Mom?
I just thank the Lord for this day. Just thank him, for we have been a really nice time today.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Pastor Mom. And I know it was a long day, so go ahead and get some rest. Amen.
All right.
Love you.
Love you, too.
And I want to say that I'm thankful also for Pastor Mom. You know, I know that sometimes it's a challenge for her to just even get everything together to be able to go out. But she has such a desire to be around family. And I could tell she had a really, really good time today. And everybody coming around, kissing her and talking to her and everything. Amen. So, we have someone who expressed their number one to you. And it may be Amber, author Amber Price. Let's see. Welcome.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, I hear you. Welcome, author Amber. And
hello, everyone. Happy
Thanksgiving. Amber is the author of... I just wanted to say who you were real quick. He is the author of the book, The Price of Being Kept, A Journey That's Worth It. Hallelujah. Sold on Amazon's books and where books are sold. Amen. Welcome, author Amber.
Thank you so much for that. Well, I really appreciate it. And I want to say hello to you and Grandma and to everyone, and a happy, blessed Thanksgiving to everyone. I want to say that I'm thankful for God and my relationship with him, and I'm thankful for my parents and my grandma and all my aunties and uncles and just all my family. And I'm just grateful that the Lord is continuing to keep me and that he always makes a way. And I'm just really thankful and grateful to the Lord for all he does on a daily basis for me.
Amen.
And Joy says she's also thankful for the same things I just said.
She didn't say ditto, did she?
Yes, she did.
Okay. Well, I understood you guys did some cooking. You're very good cooks. If you cook something this weekend?
I'm sorry, I can't really hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me?
I'm sorry, my phone was low. No. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Let me see if I can. Now, can you hear me better?
I can hear you perfectly now. Yes, I hear you perfectly.
Yeah. Thank you for letting me know that. My microphone was out of the way. So, did you cook anything this weekend? I mean, for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did. I made the dressing and the potato salad and the banana pudding, and then I seasoned, and then Joy, she did the prep and the main stuff, like made the cornbread for the dressing. So we was all team working. My mom and mommy supervised everything and did what she did and put her touch on it. So we all worked together as a team, and the Lord blessed.
Amen. That sounds like good teamwork. Hallelujah. That's what me and Pastor Mom did. We were teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
And what they say, teamwork makes the dream work.
Yes.
Amen. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you for sharing and coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and thank all of you that are listening. And happy blessed Thanksgiving.
Amen. All right, you have a blessed evening.
You too. Love y'all.
Love you too. Okay. I think, what happened there? Oh, we have Pastor Catherine. I think you kind of bounced in and out. So, Pastor Catherine, you're thankful. I don't know if you want to say anything, but we'll go ahead and open a line. Oh, that's Pastor Price. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Pastor Catherine, let me open it up for you real quick. Hi, Pastor Catherine.
Hi. I just thank the Lord for so much for today, for his strength. Thank the Lord for family.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the increase in our families. We told
Hallelujah.
To be fruitful and increase in numbers. And I thank the Lord for the increase. Thank him for the food that we were able to share and for the fellowship today.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So God,
well, in the thank. Go ahead.
I just said God bless and happy anniversary once again to you.
Thank you. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. And I'm not going to keep you because I know you need to go get some rest.
Yeah, I fell asleep and I just woke up and I look like I just can't keep my eyes open.
Yes, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And for those, I'll let you go. I'll talk about you as you go. All right. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. God bless. So I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that we have a big Thanksgiving celebration every year. And a lot of times our Thanksgiving celebration is at Pastor Catherine's house. And it was there today. And so she has... she's done a lot today in her home. You know, we did some help, but she did a lot today. So I just pray strength for Pastor Catherine even now in the name of Jesus, and strength for everyone who, whether you were leading the team or whether you were on the team or whether it was in your home or someone else's home and you helped with it, we pray for strength for each and every person who was did a labor of love today in cooking and preparing and decorating so that people could come together and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. So we pray strength for each and every person who has done that today. Hallelujah. Strengthen each and every person with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit, Lord. And we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, hallelujah. We have Pastor Price, and we're going to open a line for Pastor Price. Glory to God.
Glory to God. How you doing, Apostle? I know how you all are doing. Y'all need some rest, huh? Glory to God.
Yes, ma'am. But we give him thanks and praise.
Hallelujah. I wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to each one of you all, to you, Apostle, to Pastor Mom, and to all the ones that are on the line, anybody else, to Pastor Catherine, if she haven't gone off. And I know I was looking. I thank God so much for you all sharing the video from the family get together today and to the all of the pictures. That was just a wonderful picture. That's the one Pastor Catherine uploaded is one you can put it on the wall as a frame, you know, the frame. And I just thank
Amen.
God for it. For that. I thank God. And Mom, happy Thanksgiving, Mom, Pastor Mom. And I thank God for all of you. I say happy Thanksgiving to each one of you all today. And I praise God. I thank God for another Thanksgiving with our, you know, our family here. I know that God is instrumenting some things, and I thank him for letting him do what he wants to do, you know, in our lives. And I thank God
Amen.
For the girls who basically taken over doing the thing, but they always want me to come in. Now, Mama, I'm going to start it, but I want you to see how it tastes, everything they want me to taste and see, does it need this, does it need that? And it's almost like a judge, of, you know, like they'll say, now, what does it need? Does it need a little bit more of this, a little bit more of that? And so I thank God they
mm-hmm.
picked oxtails for Joe. That's what he was looking for today. And he got him some oxtails. That's what he wanted for breakfast this morning, was some pie and oxtails for breakfast this morning. And they had two kinds of greens made. One because he likes smoked meat like turkey meat, you know, turkey necks or smoked turkey parts in his greens. So they made him some greens, mm-hmm. the collard greens with smoked turkey in it. And, oh, he was like a happy camper today to have that collard greens. Uh-huh. And they had, so this guy, you know, then they even made string beans they snapped those string beans as a team last night. They didn't want canned string beans. They got fresh string beans. So they just really, I think that's one of my Thanksgiving thanks today for all of his many fold blessings unto us today. And I just thank God, even for the double fold blessing, even from the ministry. I thank God for that today. I just give God the glory and praise for all of his many fold blessings. I want to take a little time but first and foremost, before I've already said thanks, you know, for the family, but I'm going to still say it again. But I want to thank God the Father. I want to thank Jesus Christ, his Son, and the precious Holy Spirit on this day for who he is
yes.
in my life. Hallelujah. And in
yes.
our lives, I worship and thank Jesus Christ for being my Savior, my Lord, my God, my constant companion, and my very best friend. I thank God for the precious Holy Spirit for being the one who empowers us to go forward in Jesus Christ, and for the precious, kind Heavenly Father who loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son for us. I want to thank God for saving me and calling me his very own. I'm a child of God. I thank God
Hallelujah.
That I have an inheritance. Hallelujah. I have an inheritance in him. Whether I do anything or not, after I became his child, whether I did anything else, I'm still his child, and we're his children, that we
yes.
have an inheritance
thank
in
you,
him. Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for my husband, Joe. And for all of our children, I thank God for my husband, Joe,
yes.
yet through what he's been through this year. And God has him yet, not only in the land of the living, but in his right mind. Hallelujah. And still being the one that's kind of ruling the roost. I thank God. He's laying here now. We're in the bedroom listening. I thank God for his interest in coming in to listen to the program. And we listen to the word together
yes.
and pray. And that's such a great blessing. I thank God. I thank
Hallelujah.
God for all of us. Hallelujah. I thank God for all of our children, every single one of them, for their mates and their children, all of our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. I praise God for Pastor Mom again. I thank God for a mama who's saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, a praying woman of God. I just thank God for you being such a great example, Mom, for our lives, Pastor Mom. I thank God for you, and thank God for letting you still be, and I consider it in a portion of that health mm-hmm. and strength. We believe God for health and strength and the use and activity of your limbs, and thanking God for you being in your right mind. We claim that continually for all of us, not just for
yeah.
Pastor Mom. I thank God for my dad, and thank God for you all, Apostle and Pastor Catherine, who've been assisting him and helping him. And I thank God so much for his good and goodness concerning dad. Glory to God. I thank God for all of my brothers and sisters, every single one of them, their mates and their children. And then I thank God for the wonderful friends that God has blessed me with over the many years. I don't know if Sister Tree was online. She may not be online tonight, but I thank God for her,
mm-hmm.
for us being friends over 40 years. I thank God. And I thank God for all, not only all of my wonderful friends, but for all of my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. There's just been a blessing for me to know them. I just have such a grateful heart. And then I thank God for all of his manifold blessings, even for myself and each one of us, for health and strength, for the use and activity of our arms, our legs, for food to eat. Lord, have mercy. I was thinking about today that there are some people that don't even have no food to eat today. Some people have been out in that weather. Some people have been stranded today. So many things have been happening, have been interceding for one in that earthquake that took place overseas, and just been praying for different ones. And I just thank God for even now for giving us, you know, for all, for health and strength and the use of our arms, our legs, and for clothes to wear, and a nice vehicle to drive, and for protection both night and both day.
Yes.
They've been giving us letters in the mail, and we don't know all that's going on. We don't know what's happening. We don't know what's going on. But they keep telling us to make sure about our doors and watching. And I heard some men talking outside my window last night, and I looked out, and there were six men, and looked like I think about two or three of them were police officers drug enforcement officers or something like that. And they were shining lights in the night, and all in these empty buildings that are around us, you know. And I was just praising God. That, and you said something today that not only we know that we have the mystery that's been hid from the ages, which is Christ Jesus in us, the hope of glory.
Yes.
But then you said tonight we are in him. He's not only in us, but we're hid in him.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a good difference to be hid in the Lord, in the shadow of his name, under the ark of the safety of the blood of Jesus. We're in him. But he's in us, but we're in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And then lastly, I want to thank God for you, Apostle, and for the blessing of this Get Him program, and for the blessing that has been to so many. So that's what I had a lot to be thankful for tonight. That's just a little bit of the thanks that I have for the Lord. But I just wanted to, just as a man, there's a man named Brother Ramos, and whenever he would worship the Lord in church, he would say, I just want to thank the Lord. He would say, T-H-A-N-K-A, I want to thank the Lord. And that's what I want to give on this Thanksgiving. Thanks to the Lord for his good and goodness unto me and unto each one of us. And that's all. That's what mine is tonight. Not that's all, but I just wanted to share that.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. And I appreciate that. That's such a blessing. So thank you so much. I know after we've been with family all day and you know, some people stayed up cooking last night and all that. So for people to come in, for you to come on, that's a blessing for everybody who came on today. So,
hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank
you,
Pastor.
Want to say anything, Jim? All right, I was asking Jill, did he want to say anything? And he just shook his head.
Okay.
So I always ask him, give him a chance to see if he want to say something. So thank you so much. And you know, I'm going to go back on mute. And you have a blessed night now.
Okay, you too.
Okay.
God bless
right.
you too, Pastor Joe. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank the Lord for all he's done tonight. Hallelujah. Just his presence here and us just having this time of fellowship together. So we just praise his holy name for this. And, you know, what I thought about today, too, was that, you know, there's so many people who were here this time last year who have gone home to be with the Lord. And just lifting up those families who are grieving right now and who are thinking of their loved ones who were here last year. And even, you know, even thinking of how relationships have changed. In a year, you know, maybe a husband and a wife were separated or maybe even divorced and they were together last year. And we're just lifting up people who have gone through transition, you know, in one way or another and are living this holiday in a, I'll just say, a transitional kind of state. And so we just lift them up to you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. We pray peace upon their hearts. Hallelujah. Just for all of those changes that have been made, changes that, you know, after they've been made, you just can't go back to the way it was before. So we pray peace right now in the name of Jesus over each and every heart in Jesus' name, that there is peace and that, and Lord, we ask you to just touch them and speak to their hearts. Let your peace rule and reign on the inside of them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So thank you all for being with us tonight. We absolutely enjoyed everyone. We had a wonderful time tonight. I love the way that God does things. He can do a whole lot in a little bit of time, or if he wants to use a lot of time, he can do that too, because why? He is God. Amen. Amen. So I pray that each of you have a blessed evening. You know, our Get 'Em Radio family broadcast, Lunch with Lorraine, is going to be on this Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. She's our Bible study teacher, and she's doing a Christmas series. So there'll be wonderful things all of the 5 weeks of December that will bless you on Mondays as Dr. Lorraine Nabarro teaches Bible study. And then we'll be back next Thursday, and we'll see what the Lord is going to do in December for Get 'Em Radio. Hallelujah. And we're looking forward to January. So I will say this, you know, mark your calendars for January for our Thursday broadcast, because January is prophecy month. So we'll be talking about the words, the prophetic words that the Lord has given to the people who are going to be on the broadcast. We, over the years, we've had people who get a word from the Lord, and they have been wonderfully accurate. So mark your calendars and come back with us in January. But we will be here in December as well. Amen. So without further ado, glory to God, we'll say, you know, enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving and get ready for this wonderful holiday that's coming up, Christmas, New Year's, and what God is going to do in 2020. Amen. Have a blessed night.
Y'all tell the people that, don't.